Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 22, verses 15 to 22. Matthew chapter 22, verse 15 to 22. Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. "Teacher," they said, "we know that you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You are not swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax." They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, "Whose image is this, and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then he said to them, "So give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, so they left him and went away. My theme for reflection is, whose image do you bear? It's a question. Whose image do you bear? In Matthew 22:15-22, the Pharisees and Herodians, unlikely allies, come together with a single goal: to trap Jesus. They pose a question meant to force him into a dilemma, asking, is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Their hope was that any answer would incriminate him, either alienating the people by supporting the unpopular Roman tax or marking himself as rebellious in the eyes of Rome. But Jesus Christ, ever wise, responds in a way that transcends their trap. He asks them to show him the coin used for the tax and asks, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They answer, "The emperor's." Then with profound simplicity, Jesus replies, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." Jesus' answer does more than sidestep a political trap. He reframes the question, inviting us all to reflect on what truly matters. Just as the coin bears the image of Caesar, each of us bear God's image. Created in his likeness, we are called to give our full allegiance to him. Civic duties, financial responsibilities, and social commitments have their place, but they should never come before our devotion to God. My dear friends, this story also speaks to us personally, especially in situations where we might feel under attack from others. Like Jesus, who was opposed by both the Pharisees and Herodians, who were politically and religiously opposed to each other, sometimes we face moments when others, perhaps even former rivals, unite against us. It may be at work, at home, or even within our community. When we find ourselves in such situations, Jesus' response reminds us to stay grounded in our true identity as children of God, bearing his image and loyal to his kingdom above all else. Our experience may not be one of worshipping emperors, but we often place our trust in other masters, wealth, status, social approval, or personal achievement. These, like Caesar's coin, can compete with our loyalty to God if we are not careful. This passage challenges us to ask ourselves, do my actions, values, and priorities reflect that I am made in God's image, or do they show divided loyalties? The coin Jesus held that day was a symbol of earthly power, but the image of God stamped upon each of us is a reminder of a higher allegiance. Though we have roles and responsibilities in this world, Jesus' teaching calls us to keep our hearts undivided and our loyalty fully given to God. Jesus himself affirms this when he says, "No one can serve two masters," Matthew 6:24. His call to give to God what is God's invites us to live each day as true reflections of his love, justice, and truth. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what Caesars in my life, whether wealth, approval, or personal ambitions, might be taking priority over my commitment to God? Number two, how does my daily life reflect my identity as one created in God's image, and what specific changes might help me live more fully into this identity? Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that we bear your image and belong entirely to you. Help us to discern what belongs to this world and what belongs to you, and to live each day with our hearts fully devoted to you. Guide us to reflect your love, grace, and truth in all we do, and help us to resist the pull of distractions and competing loyalties. May our lives honor the image we bear, bringing glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.